Hello and welcome to Hebrew Podcasts. This special lesson is designed to prepare you for the dialogue in Lesson 3 by teaching the vocabulary that's needed for that lesson. This lesson should therefore make studying Lesson 3 easier and more enjoyable. And learning Hebrew is made even more fun and productive by following along using the lesson guide that's available to our members on our website at HebrewPodcasts.com. I'm Danny and Noah is here again to help me. Shalom, Noah.
Shalom, Danny.
Noah, let's begin with a couple of new words. The first is the word for a boy or a son, and that is?
Ben. Ben.
And the girl or daughter is?
Bat. Bat.
In plural, boys or sons are?
Banim. Banim.
And girls or daughters are?
Banot. Banot.
Outstanding. Now let's learn to count from 1 to 4. 1 is
Echad. Echad.
And when we count girls or any female nouns, it turns to
Achat. Achat.
Let's see two examples. One boy is
Ben Echad. Ben, Echad.
And one girl is?
Bat, Achat. Bat, Achat.
Fantastic. Now, two is?
Shnaim. Shnaim.
Shnaim, that's the masculine form of the number. The feminine form is
Shtaim. Shtaim.
Good job. Now let's hear how we would say two boys.
Shnei banim. Shnei banim.
Shnei banim. You may have expected to hear shnaim, but we hear shnei. For now, let's just memorize that. And to say two girls, it's
Shtei banot. Shtei banot.
Perfect. Next is the number 3.
Shlosha. Shlosha.
Shlosha, that's the masculine form of the number. The feminine form is
Shalosh. Shalosh.
So let's see two examples. Three boys or three sons.
Shlosha banim. Shlosha banim.
And three girls or three daughters.
Shalosh banot. Shalosh banot.
Bravo! Finally, four sons is
Arba'a banim. Arba'a banim.
Nice. Next, Noah, let's learn some new verbs and also review a couple of verbs from Lesson 1. The first verb is to live, as in to live in a house or in a city. We'll hear it in the present form. We'll hear both the masculine and feminine forms, respectively.
Gar, gara. Gar, gara.
The next verb is to come. Again, we'll hear it in the present and we'll hear the masculine form first, then the feminine.
Ba, ba'a. Ba, ba'a.
The verb to start or to begin is
Matchil, matchila. Matchil, matchila.
We heard both gender forms. First the masculine, matchil, then the feminine, matchila. We'll see some examples shortly. Next is the verb to tell in the infinitive. In Hebrew, the infinitive has no gender because it simply names the action. So to tell is
לספר. לספר.
Very good. The last two verbs we already saw in lesson one. Do you remember how to say learn, as in I learn?
לומד. לומדת. לומד. לומדת.
לומד is the masculine form, as in when I say אני לומד. If Noah speaks, she would say אני לומדת. The next verb is to sing. The verb is in the infinitive.
לשיר. לשיר.
Excellent. Now let's practice some sentences with the verbs we just learned. Remember the verb to begin, as in Danny begins? That's right, מתחיל. And the verb to tell? That's right, לספר. So Noah, how do we say Danny begins to tell?
Danny מתחיל לספר. Danny מתחיל לספר.
Well done. Now let's see an example in the feminine form and also use the verb to sing that we just learned. To say Noah starts to sing, we say
Noah מתחילה לשיר. Noah מתחילה לשיר.
Wonderful. For the next few examples, we need to know how to say in. For example, we want to say Danny lives in Tel Aviv. To say in, we prefix the word with the sound b. So in Tel Aviv is b'Tel Aviv. So Noah, let's hear Danny lives in Tel Aviv.
Danny gar b'Tel Aviv. Danny gar b'Tel Aviv.
Great. And Noah lives in Jerusalem?
Noah gara b'Yerushalayim. Noah gara b'Yerushalayim.
Outstanding. Let's learn another word that we need for lesson 3. The word for gladly is
בשמחה. בשמחה.
Let's see a sentence with this word. To say Noah is learning gladly.
Noah לומדת בשמחה. Noah לומדת בשמחה.
Fantastic. Another important word is the word for year.
שנה. שנה.
And to say second year.
שנה שנייה. שנה שנייה.
And to say new year.
שנה חדשה. שנה חדשה.
Good job. One last word. Noah, how do we say with?
עם. עם.
Let's see an example. To say Danny is coming with Noah or Danny comes with Noah, we say
Danny בא עם נועה. Danny בא עם נועה.
And our last example is Noah is studying with Danny.
נועה לומדת עם דני. נועה לומדת עם דני.
Very good. That's it for today. Now you're ready for lesson 3, in which we'll meet Noah again and talk with her about where she lives and what she does. Until then,
שלום ולהתראות.
שלום ולהתראות.